Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now on the phone, nationally known psychologist and author of Power of Agency, Dr. Anthony Rao. Good morning.
Good morning. I wondered why you chose that song. Not the usual.
Lonely.
Want to talk about being lonely at the holidays, and I will go right to a friend of mine went through this at Thanksgiving, of being put in a position of having to say no to some people coming over, you know, very close family, but because we're all trying to stay safe, really got made to look like the bad guy of saying no to family members for the holidays. And how do you cope with that, trying to stay safe and doing all those traditions? That's kind of the focus today.
Great question. And you would think that just going through this and having to tell people, it would have set a precedent and we could just move on with the rest of the holidays. Mm-hmm. But no, you're absolutely right. I'm hearing this from almost all my clients. And you know, people, you know, families have just sacrificed so much to socially distance. They're taking this very serious, the dangers of it very seriously, and they're really dreading those. So I have a couple of suggestions. You know, the first thing is there's usually one person in a family that steps up and early on begins to deal with this. But don't go it alone. Get spouse, partner, sometimes siblings. Get everybody on board. At least have a discussion before you reach out. And reach out rather than wait for people to bring the topic up. It's better because that way you won't be saying, well, I think, or I'm deciding that. It's more like, you know, it's more powerful to say, you know, we've decided this year not to get together.
Power in numbers.
Yeah, and don't explain yourself. You know, you want to make it sound more like a kind statement, a fact. Like, this is what we're doing this year. Try not to ask permission. Check that thing that's in the voice, you know, like, well, do you think maybe, or do you think it's a good idea if... Because what's going to happen is there are people, and you know them if they're in your family, you know, they're a little bit more closed-minded. They're not positioning themselves as learners very often. We love them. They're ours. We're with them for good and bad. But when it comes to this, you're not going to be able to convince them or change their mind at all.
One of the hard things that we have in our family is there's like some one-offs where somebody is on their own, single, not with somebody, and you don't want them alone. So who takes them in? And then there's kind of that conversation. You have to know how seriously they're taking quarantining, masking, socializing. You know, it's hard.
It is. And everybody's going to have a different set of ideas and values and ways to handle this. So, you know, you kind of want to work with that. But you've got to give permission to people. They may, way deep down, not want to face this and have this kind of anxiety during a holiday. And in fact, it may be better that we skip this one, even if they're on their own, so that we can stay healthy. And then as soon as things get better, let's try to celebrate as much as we can afterwards. Sometimes you give people permission, say, this is a weird year. Maybe we just sort of skip this one. You know, I've been thinking about it for that type of person who's maybe more by themselves. Then they kind of needed that little nudge just to get there. Otherwise, they've been taking the position of, I'm lonely, this is hard for me. But push them a little bit and just see whether or not they may go with that. One really powerful technique is you might as well, if you're the bearer of the bad news, join in on the disappointment. It's not fair for you to be just the only adult in the room. You can say, look, I am so unhappy about this, right? This is hard, you know? This isn't, you know, I don't want this either. This is so unfair. What you're doing is you're sort of like making the enemy the virus in the situation, not I'm the one who's stepping up and having to be the adult in the room, as I said.
I have a girlfriend that came up with the best idea as we're making the tough decisions about not spending time with families this holiday season because of coronavirus. She went to Target and got those big, like, movie time buckets of popcorn that have the candy. It's kind of like a whole movie pack where it's got the candies in and everything. And she's dropping them at everyone's doorstep in her family just to say, I'm going to be thinking of you. Let's watch movies together and we'll get together, you know, when this is over, kind of a thing. I liked that. I thought it was cute.
I love all of these creative things that some people do when they're faced with something that's a challenge. They can either kind of go inward and feel bad and ruminate on it. Other people say, you know what? What could I do here? And that may create memories that down the road are incredible things to be talking about in holidays to come. You know, remember the time that you got all those buckets. I talked with a mom the other day who was very upset that it was going to be different with her and the kids, but she went and they all made their cookies. They went around the neighborhood. You know, they took time in wrapping them up beautifully, you know, texted people or checked in and did a little wave. Some people are doing eggnog on the, you know, on the front porches. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people are finding a way. That's adaptation. You know, we just can't, you know, be upset all the time, right? I mean, that's not the point of this time of year. But we can adapt, you know?
Yeah.
There are times in the world where people have had to do things and adapt and had birthdays and holidays or had to have an anniversary where they weren't together or things were going on that made it impossible. You know, we can adapt. We can adapt to this.
I wish we could just hire you to make the call to the in-laws living in Chicago.
Yeah.
But so give me a script that I would tell to like a brother-in-law and say, I know you're planning to come and drive in from across the state or another state, but this year our doors are not open. How do we, give me the words to say like simply, and you're right, be firm with it. Don't be wishy-washy, but give me a sample script that you would use in that situation.
I think I put together a couple of the pieces we just talked about, which is, you know, brother, I love you, man. I love you. And nothing pains me more than to have to say this. Sometimes giving them that sort of anticipation of the bad news is really helpful. This is a decision we've made together. This is what our family needs to do this year. I am so upset about it. I really am. So we are being that strict with it because we just can't. And then you, if you want, you drop in some reality. I just don't want to be responsible, not just for you, for us, but I think about our whole community as I see this. This is how we're doing it where we live. You know, but again, you don't ask for permission. You've got to say it. I would do it earlier rather than later. And, you know, look, in some families, there are people who are just going to show up no matter what. You know, they just have their own way. And actually, when you corner them, don't argue with them, they can get aggressive, right? They get really angry because they've had it in their head the way this thing's supposed to play out. And you're not going along with my, you know, with my plan here.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you go early, concise, direct. You're empathetic, but you don't ask permission. And then always have an exit strategy.
Yes, exactly.
Blame the stove.
Oh, my phone's ringing. I got to go.
You know, there's something on the stove, you know.
Driving in the valley. Bye-bye.
Dr. Anthony Rayo's on the phone with us this morning, nationally known child psychologist. All right, I just have one other scenario that I need help with. What about the older family member, let's say in their 80s or 90s, that's like, you know what? I don't care. I want to see everybody. I'm whatever
last hoorah.
And this has gone too long. I'm not missing Christmas with you. How? Because they're pressure, you know? How do you tell them no?
Yeah, if you can't tell them no, you have to set up a lot of those conditions. You know, this is really a discussion about my rights, my home, my way of having my own thoughts. It's really about, you know, human agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and they come down to these things where people want to be able to use that one card they have. I'm not going to be around for another year or much longer or, you know, those kinds of things. There are ways to have people over carefully. It involves, you know, all sorts of things. So the windows and doors have to be left ajar. You have to have maybe you go out and you get a filter. You socially distance more than the 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Masks when you're not eating. Like, you can replicate what seems to be best practices in a restaurant. And maybe for that one person, you do it. But of course, you do that, right? And then every other family member is going to want to show up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you got all the good food and mom and dad are coming over,
Jan,
or whatever it is.
You get a cameo message from Andy Griffith as Matlock, you know, a trusted voice.
Perfect.
To tell them not to come over.
How do you think kids are doing as we are more indoors and closer to the holidays? Any advice for parents today?
the kids, if they're younger, in many ways are more resilient and adapt quicker, even though on the surface they sound worse. So, you know, I'm not as worried, and this is a general statement, you know, because it depends on the individual case and situation, but I'm not as worried about kids who are sort of like, you know, before the middle school age. You know, they're easier to move on to something else, to get busy in things that they like to do. You can send them outside for a little bit. It's those other kids that are in more of that social new world, new friendships, moving away a little bit from sort of the family and into the new people they know. I worry about them mostly because they're getting stuck on social media more than usual, and they're in many ways, you know, getting even more, if you will, bended and warped by messages that come through that way versus them having that FaceTime with their friends. So, so those are the kids I'm mostly worried about. Teens in particular are the group that we keep an eye on. But again, you know, let's take big picture with them. Let's model for them that we're in control, we're calm, we got this. You know, let's acknowledge and validate it, fine. But at the same time, what do we do now? You know, that we can. We have a choice. We always have a choice. We can feel bad about what we don't have, or we can think about how this is just now and what else can we do. And that's on us.
We're going to have to learn all over again how to just socialize with people when we're through all this, because it's been a long time.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
It is going to be. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks, guys. You take care now.
All right. Dr. Anthony Rao, of course, nationally known child psychologist and author of The Power of Agency on KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!